Hey guys, well, welcome back to day two of Fasting with God. Well, my first question is, how did you do yesterday? How did you do on your first day of fasting? If you're like most of us, it's kind of hard. You're hungry and you realize you're fasting. And what is it about not being able to eat that makes you want to eat? That's usually what happens when I start a fast. All I think about is food. But remember, we talked yesterday about this is an offering. This is a sacrifice that we're giving to God, and the enemy doesn't like it. So he's going to bring all kinds of hunger pains to you. So remember, when you offer your fast, that this really is a prayer. It's a discipline. And through this process, over the 21-day fast together, you're going to learn how to press in to the Spirit of God, how to allow your hunger pains to subside and begin to pray and read. I've done a lot of research and journaling on fasting, and I found it really interesting. One article I read that said that if you can actually hold off your hunger pains for anywhere from 3.5 minutes, and why 3.5, I don't know, but up to 7 minutes, that literally you no longer have a hunger pain, that your appetite is suppressed or curbed. Have you ever been in a meeting or been somewhere and you were really, really hungry and you got distracted and you finished the meeting and you went back out and you thought, gosh, I'm not even hungry anymore, because you were distracted? So that's why it's really important when you feel really, really hungry that you push through that hunger pain through, as we said, prayer or worship, a walk with God, and you allow that hunger pain to just subside and make it through that moment. Now, they'll come again throughout the day and you'll be hungry. And we gave you a few tips yesterday by saying drink lots of water, or possibly hot water with lemon or hot water with honey, and that helps. But those are just some things you can do through your fast. Well, on day two, and I want you to open up your books if you have them with me, we're at page 59. And today we're going to talk about the Hebrew name Yahweh. The Hebrew name Yahweh. Now, I love this name. I've researched, and as you read through the book, you're going to find lots of information on the name Yahweh. But it literally is the name I am. I am. Do you remember when Moses went before the people and he said to God, who should I say sent me? And God said, tell them the I am has sent you. Because God is everything. The name Jehovah literally means self-existent one. There is no other God. He existed forever. There was no creating God. God always was. God always is. He is the great I am. Matter of fact, Jesus really went through a lot of ridicule when he was meeting with his disciples and those who followed him. And he said, I am the great I am. He said, I am Jehovah Yahweh. Now, the word Jehovah and Yahweh are the same name. Matter of fact, as you begin to study, you realize that the name Yahweh was so sacred to the writers, so sacred to those early scribes who wrote the Bible and inscribed the Bible, that they changed it from Yahweh to Jehovah because they were so afraid of taking the name of the Lord in vain. The name God was so sacred, so holy, so high and mighty, that they were afraid to even write the name Yahweh. So they transcribed it into the name Jehovah, or the name I am, the self-existent one. He always existed. So listen, as we begin to read, and you're going to read through your writings for today, and you're going to begin to meditate on the name Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. There's a song out right now. I love it. Yahweh, Yahweh. And I sing that. I'm on my prayer walk. You are the self-existent God. You always existed. You were not created. You are God. You are the Elohim. Yahweh, you are the Elohim. You are the one who existed forever and you created all things. When you begin to understand the attributes, the quality, the depth. Now, it's hard for our finite mind to understand something so deep and spiritual, but begin to take these names as I'm teaching you and coaching and use those attributes, those qualities, those dimensions of God. As I said just now, oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, the great I am, you created all things. And those are the ways that you begin to pray. That's how you take your prayer deeper with God. So you're going to begin to read. Again, remember I talked to you about using your highlighter and putting some things in your book and writing things in your book. So as you begin to go deep with Yahweh, begin to pray right now and say, Yahweh, I know that you are the almighty, self-existent one. You weren't born, you weren't created, you are the great I am. Therefore, I sit right now and I meditate on the fact that you are the great I am. I am everything you will ever need. I am the great I am. Just say that over and over and take a moment and meditate in today's passage together about the great I am. And then as we move on and we look at our fasting passage for today, you're going to go with me to page 62. Now, remember I told you every day will be a new fasting passage, and it's actually what our focus is going to be for the day. So today we're going to focus on righteousness and power. And as you open up this passage and you're going to look at Isaiah 58, you're going to find a very intriguing passage in Isaiah 58. This is our fasting focus for today. So remember, our few moments together, it's going to get you through the next 24-hour period. You're going to look at Isaiah 58. And if you have your Bible, I'm going to ask you to open up your Bible to Isaiah 58. And here, once again, God is talking to the people. Because in this passage, we found that the people are angry and they're fighting and they're suppressing one another. And I just read this passage this morning and I was reminded of the crazy world we live in through this pandemic. There's been abuse and there's been anger. And we've just watched it all over the news and we're like, people are crazy. And it's similar to what Isaiah 58 was writing about. Look what he says right here. Yet on the day of your fasting, you find yourself exploiting one another. Your fast ends in quarreling and strife and striking out at each other with wicked fist. Can you not see that this is not the fast that God wants? Do you realize that people are no different than us? They tried to come very spiritual and they said, well, I'm going to fast. I'm going to do something spiritual. And God said, but you're quarreling and you're angry and you're fighting. That's not the fast that I want. So what I want you to do right now on day two is I want you to stop and you need to say to God, God, reveal the intentions of my heart. When I went on my walk yesterday, I began to ask God, God, show me what's in my heart. Do you know so often we don't even know the intentions of our heart? We think that we're good and noble and kind and all the things that we do, and yet God says, go deep in the recesses of your heart. Let me turn on the light of your heart. Let me show you where there might be evil or wickedness. And none of us want to think we're that way. We don't want to go deep into our own heart. But do you know that God wants to turn the light on in anything in your life that is not of Him? Because, like our fasting focus, we want to pray for righteousness and for power. And he goes on in the passage, you're going to read it today. He says, I want your light to so shine before men that they'll see the good work of me in you. So your fasting focus today, as you read Isaiah 58, is to begin, ask God. Show me right now what's in my heart. I want to do for others as you would have done unto me. And you'll notice in this passage, look what he says right here, and I think it's really, really good. He says, I am the great I am. As you've seen from this reading, Isaiah took the children of God, and he asked them that their attention would be on seeking to help others, seeking to help others. So my question would be today, on day two, to ask God, where can I help someone today? What can I do for someone today? How can I be the hands and the feet of someone today? You know, here at our local church, at Influence Church, we have a missions department. And we've been going down to organizations like Boys and Girls Club and Salvation Army and Grandma's House and other nonprofit organizations here in our local community and bringing food and bringing things. And the reason we do that, why? Because of this very passage. Because in Isaiah 58, God tells us to be the hands and to be the feet, to be Christ to others. And let me ask you right now, what are you doing for others? Part of this fast, remember, is to try to go deeper with God, to hear Him, see Him, feel Him, to have insight, wisdom, and revelation for the things of God. You're bringing your fast to God. Remember I told you in the intro, this literally is an offering. It's a sacrifice. You're giving up something to gain something. You're giving up food, you're giving up the flesh, you're giving up temptation, you're suppressing those hunger pains. Why? Because you want to receive something from God. You want to receive a blessing from God, wisdom from God, power from God. So as we look at today's name, Elohim, was yesterday, today Yahweh, as we begin to look at the Elohim, the Creator God, Yahweh, the I Am God, begin to go deep. Now, what I want to do is I want to ask you to remember to answer all the questions that I've laid out for you do your daily assignment. It's very important that you walk through your daily assignment. I have questions here. Is there someone you need to ask forgiveness of or apologize? Really be honest. Is there someone that you need to go to and ask forgiveness? That's exactly what Isaiah 58 is talking about. Is there something here you need to do? Hey guys, you can't go deeper with God until you go deeper with yourself, until you're honest with yourself. So I want to encourage you, answer the questions that I've given you, and then we're going to conclude each of our time together with a prayer. So right now I'm going to ask you if you would turn your page to page 67, and I want to close in prayer today. Now my prayer for you is as you go through your 24-hour period until our time tomorrow, that you would see God in a fresh way, in a new way, that you would be the hands and the feet of Yahweh, the great I Am, that you would see Him as your sustainer and your provider, that you would call out His name, Yahweh, Jehovah, I Am. I am all that you will ever need. I am the great I Am. In our closing together, let me pray this prayer over you today. Dear Yahweh, Your eternal presence is felt in our world every day. I trust and know that You are the great I Am and have already met all of my needs according to Your goodness and Your prayer. Thank You for Your eternal life and the joy that I have in being a child of God. I fast today and I ask Your Spirit to lead and guide me to those in need. In Jesus' name, Amen. As you pray that prayer today, take these 24 hours of your fast, offer it as a prayer, offer it as a sacrifice, press into Yahweh, and be the hands and the feet of Jesus to your family and your community. Make it a great day. Stay focused. Stay on your fast. I look forward to being with you in 24 hours on day 3. Make it through. Love you guys. Stay the course. Have a great day. God bless. Thank you.